had a dream once of Sheikh Noor. It was a large, vast gathering of people. And he entered this high balcony. And he just said, the only two words he said was, Hakikat Marifat, to this gigantic assembly of people, which is interesting. You know, because I think that's, he's indicating the path, that now that humanity can be on the Hakikat Marifat levels. You know, that, and I think this is what people are sensing, that for enough generations, you know, they've kind of practiced Sharia, and not that we ever leave it, of course, but the main, maybe, guiding spirit or development comes in the Hakikat and the Marifat, that that can be manifested now openly. Instead of being, you know, the hidden, it becomes the manifest. And so that's was sort of a very beautiful dream. And Noor had that tendency. I think, like in the Conference of Religions, I think he might have said one word, or maybe he said the Fatiha. He just very, very sometimes minimal, the essential. Really, zikr are all forms of being present with Allah. And one is present with Allah, of course, also unconsciously. So that's the unconscious zikr. But we're moving into the conscious zikr, inshallah. Being consciously with Allah is the most beautiful life. You know, there are descriptions of the fire. The worst is that it's really a separation from Allah, from that consciousness of Allah. That's the worst. And that's what the mystics cry out. They say, you know, I'll gladly take the fire. I'll be in the fire, but don't separate me from you. Don't separate me from you. So any condition but with Allah in the heart, and is a beautiful condition. Alhamdulillah. I mean, he, after all, is the bridge. He's like I call him our mother or our father. If Effendi did not come over, we would not be sitting here. We would not be on this spiritual path. Sheikh Noor would not have received the particular opening and enlightenment that he received from Effendi, you know, because he did come in touch with his Islam. But that fullness, Effendi became his core master. Effendi really was his master, and that is what illumined him and then brought out Noor al-Jarahi. And the Noor al-Jarahi, Effendi Noor al-Jarahi, brought the Noor Ashki Jarahis, which are us. Yeah, we would not be here. So we, you know, it's that honor that we owe, and that love, of course, more than honor. Effendi said, you know what Effendi said about women? Several people, but he said, he looked at her and he said, and she will turn the world upside down. And then he said, and that's what a woman should do. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? Effendi was such an unusual, amazing being. And actually, he also was very much the one who gave rise to the women guides. There were many women around him, and very close, of course, dervish brothers, but very women who came very close. And so he loved women, and he did say, this is the age of the woman. This is the age of the woman. So I think he, you know, he's as much a sort of part and cause of all of this development as anyone else. That was what was remarkable too, is how comfortable he was with American customs. You know, he loved Americans. He loved them. And mainly, of course, their thirst for God, that immediately, he was very inspired by the quest for God here. Tonight I saw the beloved. Thanks and praise be to Allah. I kissed his feet. Thanks and praise be to Allah. He brought me a gift. His litany never leaves my lips. The heart's desire is fulfilled. Thanks and praise be to Allah. This must be the Prophet of Allah. Mm. He girds his waist with alif lam, prayer beads in his hand. My heart rushes in a torrent of love. Thanks and praise be to Allah. His face adorned with light, so pained by wounds, how beautiful it was. Thanks and praise be to Allah. His beard was black, no trace of white. His heart pure radiance, born of gratitude. Thanks and praise be to Allah. He wore a crown on his head, on his eyebrow a crescent of light. I drowned in my tears. Thanks and praise be to Allah. My saint, my master, to you I sacrifice body and soul, never to be free. I am your slave. Thanks and praise be to Allah. Ashkia rose intoxicated. Love flooded his soul. He beheld Nur ad-Din. Thanks and praise be to Allah. MashaAllah. I mean, do you see the devotion, the submission?
The body and soul.
What?
The body and soul.
Body and soul. Wow. How amazing. So this, it's always through the mirror of, you know, the great souls that we ourselves see also a great soul, you know, another, how they revere and adore. This is amazing. I'm going to read it one more time, because now knowing who it is. Tonight I saw the beloved. Thanks and praise be to Allah. I kissed his feet. Thanks and praise be to Allah. He brought me a gift. His litany never leaves my lips. The heart's desire is fulfilled. Thanks and praise be to Allah. He girds his waist with alif lam. That's the belt, right? It's called the alif lam belt. Prayer beads in his hand. My heart rushes in a torrent of love. Thanks and praise be to Allah. His face adorned with light, so pained by wounds. How beautiful it was. Thanks and praise be to Allah. His beard was black, no trace of white. His heart pure radiance, born of gratitude. Thanks and praise be to Allah. He wore a crown on his head, on his eyebrow a crescent of light. I drowned in my tears. Thanks and praise be to Allah. My saint, my master, to you I sacrifice body and soul, never to be free. I am your slave. Thanks and praise be to Allah. Ashki arose intoxicated. Love flooded his soul. He beheld Nur ad-Din. Thanks and praise be to Allah. MashaAllah.